弟兄姐妹，你们来崇拜之前有没有准备好啊？
Brothers, sisters, have you prepared before you come?
我想我要上次跟你们讲过了，那么我们要谈到敬拜的事情。
And last time I preached the topic on how to worship.
那么我也希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹在来之前都准备好。
And I hope every brothers and sisters be prepared before come to worship the Lord.
那么在一个礼拜里面，神在你身上的恩典。
And for over the past week, what is the Lord's grace in your life?
要注意去看。
You need to think about it.
那么把这些果子在主日的时候把它带到这里了，像出熟的果子献给神。
And also bring the fruit of all this grace and come to church like the first fruit gave to God.
那么也要在头一天晚上准备好。
And also be prepared the night before.
不但准备你们自己。
Not just prepare yourself.
而且要为你们的小朋友准备好。
And also prepare for your children.
那么我们中间的小朋友们，青少年们。
And the children and the youth among us.
你要提醒你的父母亲啊，叫他们准备你们。
And you need to remind your parents to help you prepare.
如果你们主日学有经句需要背的。
And if there is a memory verse in your Sunday school class.
那么父母亲要去要去问他们。
And the parents need to help them and try the memory verse for them.
那你们中间很好的一件事情就是小朋友跟你们一起敬拜。
And this is the good practice that your children worship with you together.
那么最好的就是你在头一天晚上跟他解释一下，那么我们在这里敬拜是什么意思。
And it is a good practice that you explain to your children why we come to church to worship God.
甚至告诉他们每一个程序是什么意思。
And also please maybe explain to them what is the program on the bulletin.
我知道我们很难做到这些事情。
I know it's very hard to practically do it.
但是弟兄姐妹，你如果照着去做的话。
But brothers, sisters, if you do accordingly.
你知道在上面领诗的弟兄姐妹，或者是做诗会的弟兄们，他们会很轻松的。
And if you do that preparation, and for the brothers who preside and the song leader who lead the song, it will be easier for them.
因为我们每一个人都是来给的。
Because everyone come here to give.
我们不是来拿的。
And not just take it.
那小朋友有的时候主日学的老师也会感到轻松。
And for the children, maybe it's easier for your Sunday school teacher.
所以这是我希望你们，我因为一个月只来一次啊，所以我也没办法问你们其他的时间。
I only come once a month. I don't know the other time how you do it, so I hope you do so.
但是我要鼓励你们这样子做。
But I encourage you to do this.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
来，我们的主耶稣基督，我们满心的感谢你。
The Lord Jesus Christ who loves us, we give thanks to you.
感谢你在创世以前就为我们预定了这个日子。
Thank you for ordaining this day even before the foundation of the earth.
你也告诉我们你在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And you also told us that you have chosen us before the creation of the world.
照着我们人的渺小，我们人没有办法明白这是什么意思。
According to our understanding and our limitation, we cannot fully grasp all the meaning.
这是你告诉我们的。
But you have told us.
我们就感谢你，我们就领受。
And we give thanks to you, and we will accept it.
我们怀着一颗欢喜快乐的心来到你的面前。
To you with joyful and happy heart.
把我们自己所有的献在你的面前。
And we give ourselves to you completely.
让我们的敬拜能够达到你的面前。
So our worship can come before you.
让荣耀都归在你自己的身上。
And let all the glory ascribed to you.
我们感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.我们今天我们要思想的一个题目就是那真正拜父的。
Today we think about this topic of who are the people that truly worship him.
那么下一句话就是说用心灵和诚实拜他的。
And the, of course the answer is the one who is worship him in truth and spirit.
我们在这一段经文里面我们首先要注意到的是主耶稣他所说的话。
And we need to understand that this is all the words that said by Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣是跟这个撒玛利亚的妇人跟他谈到。
And this Samaritan woman was talking to the Lord.
那么这个撒玛利亚的妇人她有她自己过去的一些背景在那个地方。
And this woman has a lot of background from her past.
在她的生活中也有困难。
And there's true difficulties in her life.
有问题。
And there's problems in her life.
那么她自己也没有办法解决。
And she cannot solve it herself.
所以当主耶稣跟她谈的时候呢，她就有许许多多的问题出来。
So when the Lord talked to her, then she has a lot of questions asked the Lord.
但是主耶稣跟她谈到她的生活里面的问题。
But the Lord talked to her about her, the problems about her life.
就是我们看见她的不圣洁。
And we can see there's the unholiness in her life.
然后她也提到关于敬拜的事情。
And she also mentioned about the worship.
所以她说我们的祖宗说礼拜应该是在这个山上面。
And she said our ancestors.That we should worship on this mountain.
你们犹太人倒是说应该是在耶路撒冷。
But you Jews said we should worship in Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣就跟他，其实二十一节到二十四节全部都是主耶稣讲的话。
From verse 21 to verse 24 is all the talkings by our Lord Jesus.
我们首先我们看到的主耶稣对他说：“你当信我。”
And first the Lord told the woman, "You need to believe me."
然后接下去他说因为啊，我们中文没有翻出来但是呢原来有一个字就是因为时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷等等等等
There's one word missing in the Chinese translation It's the word because the time will come and you will worship me not on this mountain or in Jerusalem
主耶稣说了两次他说时候将到
And the Lord taught twice that the time has come.
第一次他说时候将到，第二次他说时候将到，如今就是了。
And the first time he said the time is coming, and the second time he said the time has come.
他说到这次有一个改变。
And there's a change between these two times.
这个改变是什么呢
？And what is the change?
就是他在第二十二节所说的，他说：“因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。”
And the change is because the salvation is comes from the Jews.
那么这个字，这个救恩呢、啊？这个作者他的意思，其实他不是指的救恩，他用那个字的意思，他就是指的弥赛亚，就是耶稣基督。
And here the author actually not talking about the salvation.He's talking about the Messiah.
主耶稣来了之后要改变这些敬拜的事情。
And he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes, he will change all these practices.
他告诉他说不是在你们所说的这个就是我们所说的格拉信山上哈那么就是在生命记里面摩西就是有六个族的人代表在那边说祝福的话。
And this is not about the things that said on the mountain of Colossians like we talk about in the Old Testament.
就是撒玛利亚的山。
This is a mountain that in Samaria.
那主耶稣告诉他，也不是在耶路撒冷。
told her that it's not in Jerusalem either.
撒玛利亚人敬拜啊，撒玛利亚人只相信摩西五经。
The Samaritans only believe the Pentateuch.
他们的敬拜的方式非常非常火热的。
And the way they worship is very in zealous.
但是主耶稣却告诉他们，他说：“你们拜的，你们不知道。”
But the Lord told her that what you worship, you don't know.
那么接下去他说：“犹太人呢？”
Then Jesus said about the Jews.
那犹太人他们有启示。
And the Jews had the revelation.
他们也有先知书。
And they also had the book from the prophet.
但是他们却不听。
But they don't listen.
律法没有办法改变他们。
The law cannot change them.
摩西，神借着摩西颁布了律法。
And the God used Moses to give them laws.
那对这些律法对他们来讲没有什么用处。
And those laws.Has nothing, it's useless to them.
所以他们用嘴唇的敬拜。
So they only use their lips to worship God.
但是他们的心却根本就不在。
But their hearts are far away from the Lord.
他们也以动物为祭。
And they also use the animals as sacrifice.
用动物为祭物来敬拜神。
And they gave animals as sacrifices to worship God.
可是他们却不听神的话。
But they don't listen to.
圣经上告诉我们说他们惹神的愤怒。
And the Bible told us they triggered the Lord's wrath.
所以这两个国家不管是以色列也好或者是犹大也好。
And these two countries, no matter it's Israel or the Judah,
都被灭亡了。
They all are destroyed.
都被掳被赶到就是说被赶到其他的地方从神所应许的地方被赶出去了。
They all taken to other countries.
神把他们当初领到迦南地的时候
，When God led them to the land of Canaan，
要他们成为四周这些邻国的见证。
And God want them to be a good testimony for.
神颁布律法给他们
，The Lord gave them the law，
叫他们过一种圣洁的生活。
The Lord wants them to live a holy life。
可是他们失败了
，But they are defeated.
那么主耶稣来他要改变他们敬拜的内涵跟敬拜的方式。
But when the Lord comes, he will change the meaning of their worship and the practices of their worship.
所以主耶稣告诉他说你当信我。
So the Lord told her, you need to believe me.
那么真正敬拜的人就像主耶稣所说的
And just as the Lord taught here, the true worshippers
是真正信靠主耶稣的
is the one that who truly believes and trusts God.
那么这是第一件事情我们要注意的
This is the first thing we need to pay attention.
就是主耶稣告诉这个妇人我告诉你这个敬拜的方式敬拜的内涵通通都要改变
And the Lord said that the meaning of the worship and the practices of the worship all need to be changed.
第二件事情，我们从这一段经文里面我们要注意的。
And the second thing from these verses we need to pay attention.
就是第二十三节啊。
It's from the verse 23.
主耶稣他又说：“时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。”
Verse 23, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
当我们读圣经的时候，当你看到因为这两个字的时候，你跟着下面的句子啊，是很重要的。
When we read the Bible, if we see the word that indicates a reason, because or for,
这一段 这一句话是这段经文的关键的句子。
This is the key verse in this passage.
那他说，因为父要这样的人拜他，那么有的版本呢就翻译成父喜欢这样子的人拜他。
And for the father wants the people worship him in this way, or the father likes.Enjoys people worship.
那约翰他原来的意思，他就是说，父是正在 找这样子的人敬拜他。
And according to the author of this gospel, John, trying to say here, Father is seeking this kind of worship.
换句话讲，就是父神的心意。
So here is the Lord's heart.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，我们可以在教会里面做各式各样的事情。
And brothers, sisters, I tell you that we can do a lot of things in the church.
不管是个人的也好，
no matter if it's our personal things,
或者是团体的也好，
or it's the group thing.
如果这些事情不合神的心意，
but if it's not according to God's will,
跟神纯正的话语，就是说圣经上的不合的话，
if it's not compliant to theThe word in the Bible,
就不可以做的。
We cannot do it.
就算你做了，也不能够容神益人。
If you do it, then you cannot glorify God or build up people.
弟兄姐妹，你们自己去观察哈。
Brothers, sisters, you need to pay attention and observe.
所以你一定要明白圣经上怎么教导。
So you need first to understand what are the teachings in the Bible.
那么你才知道在教会里面。我告诉你，如果你做的事情不合神的心意，神不会祝福的。
If you do things that are not according to God's will, and you will not get blessed from God.
不管是个人的或者是团体的。
No matter if it's a personal matter or a group thing.
神在找这样子的人敬拜他。
God is looking for the true worshippers.
其实神从创世以来，他就开始在做这件事情。
Even before the foundation of the earth, the Lord is doing this thing.
我们人常常在问，神为什么要造人
？And sometimes we people often ask why people create, why God created human.
你们有没有问过这个问题啊
？Have you ever asked this question?
有没有答案呢
？Do you have an answer?
我告诉你，圣经上有答案的。
But the Bible gave us the answer.
神造了亚当和夏娃，他的目的是要他们听他的话，要他们敬拜侍奉他。
And God created Adam and Eve. He wants them to know him and to glorify him and to serve him.
他也要人的后代，亚当跟夏娃的后代，世世代代的都敬拜侍奉他。
And he also wants the generations from Adam and Eve to worship him and serve him all the way their life.
所以人为什么要活在这个世界上？
Why people live in this world?
人活在这个世界上只有一个目标。
There's only one goal.
就是要敬拜神。
And it's worship God.
就是要将荣耀归给神。
And it's to give glory to God.
但是人没有听他的。
But man don't listen to him.
从亚当夏娃开始。
From Adam and even start from Adam and Eve.
神吩咐亚当不可以吃园中分别善恶树上的果子，因为吃的日子你必定死。
God told Adam and Eve they cannot eat the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat it, you will die.
这是敬拜侍奉神的第一步。
This is the first step they worship God.
就是要听神的话。其实神就是告诉人，特别是在主耶稣受试探的时候，主耶稣就讲说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要靠神口里所出的一切话。
And when Jesus was tempted, and he said, the man shall not live only by food, they shall live by every word from the mouth of God.
你知道神做这件事情并不是要先试试看亚当，我举个例子，就好像你们中间很多写程式的，对不对？
When God gave Adam this test, it's because God has this will in him.
不是好像我们现在在世界上写程式，你们写完了之后，赶快写完了之后要做什么事情啊？
It's not like the software engineers when they write a software after they have done this.
你们先要试车，是不是啊？
You will test them.
人造好了一个车子之后，先要试车。
When people made a car, they want to test.
你写好了程式之后，先要试一下，看看能不能用。
When you write a program, then you want to test the program if it works.
这不是神的目的。
not what the Lord.
神造亚当是一个完美的。
When God created Adam, he is a perfect.
他不需要先试试看他能不能用。
He doesn't need to test if he.
有没有什么地方有缺点，将来再补一下。
And if there is any shortcoming in him, then he can fix it.
我拿回去换一换。
Or he can change it.
神也不是要试探亚当。
And God is not tempt Adam.
因为神不试探人的。
Because God don't tempt people.
神的目的就是要人听他的话。
The purpose of God, is God wants people to listen to him.
就是要人敬拜侍奉他。
And he wants people to worship and serve him.
这就是人神给人的最终极的目标。
This is the ultimate goal God gave to humans.
但是亚当不听神的话。
But Adam disobeyed God.
他带出来的后果是什么呢？
What is the consequences of this?
第一就是他和夏娃被赶出了神的园子。
The first, he and Eve chased out of the Garden of Eden.
他们和他们以后，从他们以后所生的都没有神的同在了。
And he and their generations, they don't have Holy God be with them.
第二，他们的灵魂死掉了。
And their spirit.
他们没有办法跟神沟通了。
They cannot communicate directly with God.
因为他们没有听神的话。
Because they disobeyed God.
因为他们没有神的话。
Because they don't have God's word.
他也不能，就是说他也不是神所要的那种真正拜父的人。
And they are not the worshipper, that kind of worshipper that God wants them to worship.
第三，亚当所做的这件事情，他的罪使他的子子孙孙所有的人都不能照神的意思真正的去敬拜侍奉神。
And what they have done and caused all the generations after them cannot worship God according to God's will.
虽然亚当活了很久。
Even though Adam lived for a long time.
你们知道亚当活了多久吗？
Do you know how long did Adam live?
亚当活了几岁啊？
How old is Adam?
How old? 啊？亚当活了几岁啊？亚当活了九百多岁啊。
He lived over 900 years.
我们不知道夏娃活了多久。
We don't know how long did Eve live.
但是圣经上告诉我们说他也生儿养女。
And the Bible told us they all gave lot of birth to.
但是他却远离神，不能真正的敬拜父。
But they are away from God and cannot worship God truly.
第三，我们要注意的。
The third emphasis is.
就是神要什么样的人来拜他。
What kind of people God wants.
就是用心灵和诚实来拜他的。
The kind of people that worship him with truth and spirit.
这个地方他是讲说人的心哈，人的心里面的心来拜他。
And here is talking about the heart that worships God.
在这个之前，
before all this,
我们看见犹太人看见。撒玛利亚人看见以色列人，他们没有办法敬拜神。
We can see that none of the Jews, the Samaritans or the Israelites can worship God truly.
因为他们的心是远离神的。
Because their heart are far away from.
那么主耶稣来了之后。
When Jesus came.
主耶稣成就了一件事情。
Jesus accomplished one thing.
所以他告诉这个妇人，他说：“你当信我。”
So he told this Samaritan woman, "You should believe me."
主耶稣来了之后，他有一个改变。
When Jesus came, there's a change.
就是主耶稣他为人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
It's Jesus was nailed on the cross for the sin of.
被人放在坟墓里面，三天以后从死里复活。
And he was. He had been put into a tomb, and on the third day he had risen.
他复活以后，在地上四十天显给使徒们看。
And after he is risen, he was on earth for 40 days and he revealed himself.
然后他被接上升。
And he also afterward he is taken to heaven.
十天之后他就赐下所应许的圣灵。
After 10 days, he granted the Holy Spirit to the people that was ordained by God.
这就是我们所说的五旬节。
This is what we call the Pentecost.
那么圣灵来到这个世界上，他用神的话，就是圣经，使人知道、相信，而且接受耶稣基督的福音是真的。
When the Holy Spirit came, He made people to believe and to know and to accept, Jesus Christ. This all these things are true.
圣灵使他重生之后。
When the Holy Spirit regenerated a person,
他才有新的生命，他才能够真正的用心灵去敬拜侍奉神。
And then this person, has new life and he can worship God with a spirit and truth.
有没有其他的办法？
Is there any other way?
弟兄姐妹，没有其他的办法。
There's no other way.
因为他在这里讲，他说救恩是从犹太人出来的。
And here Jesus said the salvation is coming from the Jews.
那么这个救恩，约翰指的是弥赛亚。
And this salvation, John said it's Messiah.
就是基督。
It is Christ.
在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠着他得救的。
There's no name under heaven that granted us to get saved.
只有主耶稣的名。
Only the name of Jesus Christ.
可以让人靠着得救。
And we can trust His name and be saved.
也从来没有人见过神。
And there's none have ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And only the begotten Son who is with God revealed God wholly.
你们上个礼拜背的经句是什么？
What is your last week's memory verse?
其实我是告诉于静呢，我写一个 email 给他，我是希望他在上面抽你们背哈。
And I told Brother Yi Qing about this verse, and I want him to test your memorization.
弟兄姐妹，我们在学校不考试的，学不到东西的。
Brothers, sisters, at school, if there's no exam, we can never learn things.
同意的举手。
If you agree, raise your hand.
不考试学不到东西的。
We cannot learn anything without tests.
所以呢，我是告诉他，我说你要在上面点名叫他们背。
And I told Brother Yi Qing,
我没有说点名啊，那么我自己是会点名的。
Maybe I will point people to memorize.
约翰福音十四章第六节讲什么呢？
What is the passage for John 14:6?
他说什么？
What is that passage?
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去，对不对？所以主耶稣就告诉我们，没有别的办法可以把我们带到这一位创造宇宙万物的真神的面前。
And the Lord told us there's no other way can lead us to the truly God the Father.
今天世界上有很多人说他们是拜神。
And in this world, there's a lot of people say they're worshiping God.
但是当你问他你认不认识 你所拜的这一位神的时候，
But when you ask them if you truly know the God that you're saying you're worshiping,
他们讲不出来的。
They cannot tell you anything.
你知道弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都说我们在，我如果我们每一个人都说我们在拜神，
If everyone say they're worshiping God,
如果我们拜的这位神不回答我们，不告诉我们他是谁的话，我告诉你，世界上没有一个人知道他拜的是谁。
If that God he is worshiped never answers him, never revealed to him, then nobody knows what he is worshiping.
圣经让我们知道这位神是谁。
But the Bible told us who is this truly God.
这就是我们所说的用诚实，其实他这个诚实啊，我们可以有两方面来看。第一方面就是说，他用真理来敬拜神。
And the Bible told us we should worship him in truth.
就是用神所启示的真理来敬拜他。
And the Bible teaches us we should worship God with the truth that He has revealed to us.
就是神告诉我们他是谁。
And God told us who He is.
如果你不照着他告诉你的来敬拜他，你就是在拜偶像。
If you don't worship Him with His own truth, then you are worshiping an idol, actually.
然后下一次我可以跟你们讲到说几种错误的敬拜。
Next time I will tell about the wrong ways that worship God.
那另外一个方面就是要真诚的来敬拜他。
And another point for this true worship is sincerely worship Him.
我请你们看希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Please open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Hebrews 9:14.
那么这一节圣经呢，我们要看前面呢。希伯来书的作者他就告诉这些犹太人，他说你们过去啊，每一个礼拜来献礼物，每一个月的初一来献礼物，每一个月的初十五啊，不是初十五了，每一个月的十五号来献礼物，没有用的。
And the authors of the Hebrews that wrote all this because he.Mentioned that the Israelites worship in the old days, they worship God with the sacrifices. They gave the sacrifices on the first day of the month and the 15th day of the month.
这些东西都不能洗净我们的良心。
These are useless because those sacrifices cannot cleanse our conscience.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，所以他们到神的面前的时候，仍然有一种罪恶感。
That's why when they came to God, they still have this guilt in their heart.
我想在我们中间也有很多人是这个样子。
I'm sure there's some people that among us have the same guilt.
人家不信的人也有的时候也是这样子看我们。
And the unbelievers, when they see us, they think the same way too.
就好像我们礼拜一到礼拜四，你们是礼拜五晚上，对不对？礼拜一到礼拜四就在那边，哎呀，做了一些事情，反正又不讨神的喜悦。然后礼拜五来的时候，就有一种罪恶感。
And from Monday to Thursday, and we might do something that's not pleasing God. And on Friday when we come to church, we feel this guilty.
这个罪恶感一直延到礼拜天。
And this guilt might extend to some.
然后到了礼拜一回家之后又忘记了。
And on Monday when we go home, then we forgot.
所以我们就这样子日复一日就这样子过。
And we live this way day after day.
我们不知道神已经把我们这个心中的天良啊，已经洗干净了。
And we don't remember that God already cleansed our conscientious.
我们不再像犹太人了。
And we are not like the Jews.
每个礼拜五来献献祭。
Every Friday we come,
希望心情会好一点。
And hope that we have a joyful heart.
所以我们看第九章十四节，他说：“何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？”这个原文做良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗
？Hebrews 9:14. How much more?Then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from the acts and led to the death, so that we may serve the living God.
这就是那用心灵和诚实敬拜他的。
This is the people that who truly worship God with truth and spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们来到神的面前敬拜他。
Brothers, sisters, we come to God to worship Him.
我们不要像犹太人那个样子。
We cannot just like the way that Jews.
我们人来了，心不在这里。
Our body come here, but our heart far away.
我不知道你在想什么。
I don't know what is in your mind.
也许我偶尔会看到一个人在点头。
Sometimes maybe I occasionally see some people.
那我大概想到说，你可能是在睡觉。
Maybe you're taking a nap.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
就算你睁大着眼睛看着台上。
Even if you open your eye widely open and
神知道你心里面在想什么。
And God knows what is in your heart.
我们来到这里不要做其他的事情。
And when we come here, we shouldn't do anything else.
我们在这里，那么所以从圣经上面让我们看见，你知道一个人如果自己没有相信主耶稣，没有圣灵在他里面的工作，没有重生，他是不知道怎么敬拜神的。
And the Bible teaches us if there's a person that who is not born again, who is not regenerated by the Holy Spirit, and he or she doesn't know how to worship God.
他更不能在这里带领弟兄姐妹敬拜神。
And he cannot lead the brothers and sisters to worship God either.
所以弟兄姐妹要真神要神在找那些真正拜他的。
So brothers, sisters, God is looking for those who are truly worshippers.
就是用心灵和诚实拜他的。
And those who worship him with truth and spirit.
因为神在找这样子的人拜他。
Because God is seeking these kind of people to worship him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督，
The Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
让我们存着一个诚心来到你的面前。
Help us to come to you with the true heart.
不但只是在这里，
Not just here.
我们回到家里面，在工作的场合，在家里面都一样。
And when we go home or go to work anywhere.
我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜侍奉你。
We should worship you in truth and spirit.
求你救我们。
Please save us.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and praise in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.